Second parak of the Mai, Mishnah Beis. Till now, discussing the halacha of produce bought from an Amaret. Now the Mishnah is discussing how does the person become qualified of not being an Amaret. So a person who sets upon himself to be a trustworthy person, in which other chaverim could buy from him and will not have to take up too much maizes. So he has to go. We have to check him out and find out that maizes who oichel meshes who moicher take up maizes not only from what he eats but even what he sells to other people, that he shouldn't be maizes to other people. That shul lokeach, even if he bought something in order to sell to somebody else, he also has to take up maizes from it. He doesn't spend time in the house of the Amoritz. We're concerned that a person who does so will eventually eat from the Amoritz's food without Trumas and Maishas. He says that if he just visits, even for periods of time, at the Amoritz's house, he's believed, we could trust him that he will not eat from the Amoritz's food without taking Trumas and Maishas. We don't trust this person and respect himself. He's doing things that look a little bit suspicious. We can't trust and respect the other people. His man is there. We don't have any special process of being makabel somebody as a chaver. Even so, a general opinion is that if you know somebody is yoshemayim, reliable, take the Trumas and Maizes, you can rely on him. A person who has no idea what Trumas and Maizes are, if he's a non-religious person, then his focus is not the status of the mice. His produce, unless you know that he bought it from a place to take up Trumas and Maizes, has a status of tevel, at least at most, suffix tevel, which would not have all the leniency of the Tanai.